A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
This episode of Giggly Squad is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. It is definitely allergy season, and if you're someone that suffers from allergies, then I'm really sorry that spring is a huge struggle for you. I'm going to be honest, it's kind of fun for the rest of us, but I know what it's like living with someone with allergies. Craig has the absolute worst allergies, and that's why he loves coming to New York City. It's literally concrete. One thing I do as a good girlfriend is always have Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. They're hypoallergenic and allergist approved, so you can attack watery eyes and battle runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. We are very into our skincare routine, so we're not going to let anything mess it up. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Sup, gigglers?
Gary, fix the Wi-Fi.
Manifest that shit.
We can't be managed. I mean, the day just got away from me.
Gigglers, we have a big announcement. Y'all are crazy, and we've hit 1 million listens, and I thought it was just Kim and my mom. Your mom and my mom.
I mean, I can't believe people actually listen to us.
You know? Yeah, I can't believe I mean,
did
I barely.
We just both say you know at the same time?
I barely listen to you. You barely listen to me. So I don't know how people listen to us. I will listen to it over and be like, I don't remember her saying any of that shit because I was thinking of what I was going to say next.
Or like sometimes I'll listen to it over and I'll be like, I'm hilarious. And like most often you like set me up for the joke. But I'm so funny.
No. I could set you up, but if you don't slam dunk that shit's going out of bounds. Sorry, that was a really sports metaphor.
Wow. This actually reminds me of a really funny story. I was talking to my brother the other night on FaceTime and he was sitting there.
I get it. You love your hot butt brother. Continue.
Yes, we love him. And we were saying that like she's funny because she doesn't know she's being funny, which is so nice. But, like, if you know you're going to say something funny and it doesn't hit, like, the feeling you feel.
I've done that 1 million times because you get overexcited. Or, like, me, I forget words all the time. And words are really critical, apparently, to telling a joke. So I will, like, literally be like, ooh, and then I can't think of what it is. With these podcasts, like, people joke, like, oh, or some people are scripted. Or, like, and some people really prep for the podcast. But then, like, it doesn't come off as authentic. And, like, no matter what we could plan, it's never going to be as fire and premium content.
Right.
Premium content as just, like, your natural chemistry.
And I feel like it's a constant battle. It's a constant battle with yourself because, like, you want to keep saying funnier and funnier things. So, like, you're really, like, internally trying
to,
like...
Well, do you remember we started doing lives and then yourself? You realized that you were funny? And you were like, wait, I have to be funny all the time?
No, it's I get nervous. Like, what if one day I wake up and I'm just
You forget how to be funny.
Like, I'm...
You lose your power.
Like, nothing I say hits ever again.
You get bit by a spider and it, like, takes your power. That's why I fuck comedians. Scary. Because when they come in me, I take their humor.
Wow, I love that.
Yeah, so anyway, don't do that at home. Also, I think I remember telling you when I would try really hard to be funny, I don't think it ever goes as well. Because I remember I first started doing radio with Taylor Strucker like 3 years ago. And one day I walked in, I was hungover, I was annoyed. I just like didn't want to be there. And at the end, she was like, that was the best episode you ever did. And I was like, are you fucking kidding me?
Isn't that crazy?
I didn't even try. I didn't even prep. So now I don't prep for anything.
Yeah, I can't. Also, I'm so lazy.
I mean,
so,
like, you're lazy. Have you seen Summer House? I'm the laziest piece of shit that ever walked this planet.
Sometimes I feel like I've convinced my brain that I'm like, oh my God, no. It's so much better if you don't prep. Like, you're funnier if you don't prep. But in reality, it's me just being such a lazy piece of shit that I don't want to do it. But I've convinced myself.
I also do have to say, A lot of people think they're lazy, but they actually suffer from anxiety. This is our mental health moment. Look at us. Barely 4 minutes in, we're already going mental health moment because Summer House is airing and this is where we are. But like a lot of the time, you know, you have to do something and you're like, I'm a procrastinator. I'm so lazy. Sometimes you just get so overwhelmed that it paralyzes you with like all the stuff you have to do.
Yeah, that's pretty much my everyday existence. Like I'm just like, I have so much to do. Probably going to nap.
And then...
probably not going to open my email.
And you could act when you're not doing it, you're so stressed about what you're not doing that you can't even enjoy not doing it.
Enjoy the nap.
Yeah, like it fucks up the nap. Worst. But overall, I recommend lists for people who are listening of trouble with stuff. Nothing turns me on more than crossing something off a list. I don't give a fuck. Say like putting one foot out of your bed, cross that shit off. It'll make you feel like you did a little bit.
How many lists do you have on
your
phone?
Oh my God, this is great because my notes is poppin', but I have one main thing that guides my life and the title is shit to do. So it'll have like, right now it has Wednesday, Thursday, then later stuff, and then just like random shit that shouldn't be in there. Then we have our Giggly Squad notes, which is like where we put all our stuff. Some weeks less than others.
I have 11 lists.
11? That's nothing. I have...
yeah.
Are you fucking kidding me? Every time I'd go to do stand-up, I would have to pick up a list and I'd write my set out. I'd be like, fart joke, like Prince Charming joke, and I'd write it all out and I'd have 100 of those.
Okay, so you never delete
them? I forget. I don't delete my... Honey, scroll.
No. That stresses me out. Okay, that just in itself.
I'll show you. I have shit to buy, new jokes, stuff I want to buy in the fall, people's emails, random songs that I want to download.
Oh, I have a random
apartments that I want to buy one day that I'm not gonna like. Why the fuck do
I have that? Something that sounds like so simpy. I have, whenever I'm talking to a new guy, mm-hmm. and I like him, I make a list with his name in it and I write down the things that he likes that
that's
I like
not
remember
simpy. That's creepy.
So like when it is that creepy?
Yes.
No way, because...
So you don't forget with your other guys?
Hear me out on this.
So you don't, like, mix your guys?
No, so that, like...
You're like, are you the one who likes ping pong or soccer? I can't fucking remember. Well, let me check my notes.
Wait, okay, now I have two stories to tell. One, okay, no, I do that because, like, when it comes time to, like, give a gift or, like, surprise a guy, like, I'll go in my note to him and, like, I'll know what he likes. Like, okay, he likes donuts. Okay, he likes, like, this restaurant. He likes this brand.
Do you think that's cute or do you think it's inauthentic? Like, would you like a guy to just know that about you or go to his notes page full of girls and their likes?
I want my boyfriend to have a note that is titled page and all the shit I like, so he fucking knows it, reads it, lives it, loves it.
Is your love language gift giving?
No, my love language is so my love language is actually affection, or no,
what is your love
physical
language?
Touch. It's physical touch and then like words of affirmation.
Oh, so it's not quality time?
Fuck no.
Wait, leave we have alone. Different love languages.
That's why I'm like a cat.
But I guess that's what... What's mine is quality time. And I'm realizing now words of affirmation. I'd rather a guy explain why he loves me than just like touch me. I feel like men will touch anything.
I'm like that annoying girlfriend that when we're sitting on the couch, I'm like, okay, now you're going to tell me 5 things you absolutely love about me. And they're like, no.
Literally did that yesterday. I go, tell me 3 things that you love about me. And he goes, oh my God, you're being so needy. And I was like, tell me. Because, you know, you got to put on your stupid baby voice. And he was like, I like your butt. You make me laugh. And I like your butt. And I was like, that didn't count. And he goes, you're really annoying. I go, that didn't count. And we did that for like an hour.
Here's why I love it. Because I also love doing
yes!
it. Yes. Like whenever I'm... Well, like when someone, like if I'm talking to a guy and he does something and I find it really funny or I love when he does it, I'm like, oh my God, you know what I love? I love when you do this. And it's like a compliment to their personality.
Like, do you get pissed if you're like, oh my God, like you look so cute in your outfit and they just say thanks?
No, I don't get pissed if they don't say something back in that moment, but I get pissed that like at a random time, like when we're just standing in the elevator, I want you to turn and be like, you look really pretty tonight. Like, come on, it's a simple sentence.
I have this bad habit. Actually, no, it's a beautiful habit where I'll just go up to Des and I'll be like, do you think I look cute? Like, I just straight up ask. Or I'll be like, I want attention.
Yeah, no, I ask.
Like, do you like me? Like, I just ask all the time. But it's because, like, you can't just think things in your head. I literally would be like, I want attention. Be straight up.
Also, guys like compliments just as much as we do. Like, if I'm talking to a guy and we're getting, like, we're going out that night to dinner or something, and he walks out in his outfit, mm-hmm. I, like, hype him the fuck up.
Yeah, this is,
oh my God.
Actually, I think, important dating advice, especially flirting in the beginning. A lot of people try to be like the cool girl, like you're not interested. Yeah. Men are like way too stupid for that. That could be fun for like a second. My thing is I'm overly like straight up to the point that I'm almost playing a game with it, where I'll just be like, you're so attractive. You're so hot. Oh my God, you're hilarious. Like, not with like too much like emotion, so he doesn't think you're obsessed with him, but I'll literally go up to the guy and I'll just be like, yeah, I'm obsessed with you. Like, I just tell him.
Yeah, I always say that too.
Yeah. That's what I actually forgot how I do it for a bit. I'm like, I've been out of the game for 3 weeks.
I've been very much in the game.
I've been out of the game, bitch.
I miss about flirting. To be a coach. Oh.
Put me in, coach. No, but it's so much more fun to just be like, or you fuck with him and you're just like, you're obsessed with me. Can you please leave me alone? Like, just mess with them in a way of just like talking about how you like each other.
Yeah.
And be comfortable with that.
No, I do that. Yeah, I definitely compliment guys.
I think we have similar flirting strategies, except I can be a little more out there.
Sometimes I do it like, if I want to tell them that I think they're funny, I'm like, wait, I didn't like expect this. You're so funny. Like I'm surprised.
Yeah.
Because that puts them down a little, and I also need that.
I mean, I love a neg. For people who don't know what negging is, it's when you're, like, mean to someone to make them like you. Guys are, like, not that great at doing it, especially if, like, I neg them back harder and they can't handle it. Negging is truly an art form. I recommend if you do it in, like, a kind of sexy voice. But it's just, like, yeah, just make, like, oh, my God, I didn't think you'd put together a sentence like that.
Yeah.
Or, like, oh, you played football and you...
I think that's funny, though. Like, if someone did that to me, I would think it was funny.
Yeah, if the guy doesn't think he's funny, he's a fucking loser and he probably has a small penis. And if he laughs and says something back at you, marry him.
Yeah.
If he comes like, right back, oh my God. I hate when a guy can't come up with a comeback. I get so bored so quick.
I know, me too. I love that. This guy, like, surprised me the other night and got me magnolia pudding. And because that's my favorite. But then he also got me a slice of key lime pie. And like, I don't like key lime pie. And so,
did
like,
you
I got
throw it on the floor?
No. So I got the pie. He was like, oh, like, I was like, oh my God, my favorite pudding. Like, I can't believe you remembered, whatever. And then I opened the pie and I was like, who the fuck likes key lime pie? And
you're
he
like,
turned-
wait, you're amazing. You're perfect. And then you're like, I take back every nice thing I've ever said about you.
He was like, his like response back was, oh shit, that must have been like one of my other girls. Like, I forgot. Like,
that's funny.
You like chocolate. And I just like liked that he said that back.
That's really funny.
And then I was like, who the fuck is Shay?
I'm like, what's her address? I feel like, I love when guys make fun of me because it means they can make fun of themselves and they don't take life too seriously. Rainbows, butterflies, yes, we're obsessed with it. I feel like you fight with guys about food a lot. What was the fight with Perry about muffins?
He got me a muffin one morning. He got me a muffin one morning and I was laying on the couch and I was eating it and I was getting crumbs all over. And he was like, do you want to eat over the table? Like, what the fuck? And so I put the muffin back in the bag and I put it on the table. And I was like, now I don't even want it. Like, let me eat my muffin on my couch on a Saturday morning and shut up about it.
Oh, yeah. So you left and you're like, I don't even want the fucking muffin.
Yeah. I was so bitter about it. And now we're broken up. So
I actually have a good muffin joke to make it more positive. Okay. So there's two muffins in an oven. One muffin said, holy shit, it's hot in here. And the other muffin said, holy shit, a talking muffin.
I don't get it.
It's funny because the muffin who said it also talks. You know what? That's okay. It's not my best material. It's not my best. I'm gonna move on from this.
Let's do some advice.
I do feel like food, though, is very important in a relationship. And people, I do think there should be a dating app of like your Uber rating compatibility, because you don't mm-hmm. want someone who's a dick unless they pay for the parties and other people mess
up. Your recent like Spotify playlist.
Spotify playlist. everything you order on Seamless. Like, if you order the same type of food on Seamless, like, do you understand the amount of fights you don't have?
Oh, you were talking about just food.
Yeah.
Sorry, keep going.
No, it's okay. But, yeah, like, all of it. Food, Uber ratings, your Spotify. I don't know. Anything about you.
One of my girlfriends had gone over to a guy's house for the first time. And he was like, oh, let's, like, order. Oh, my God. Now I remember. Let's like order food. So it's the first time she's like spending the night or like hanging out or whatever. And she's like, yeah, okay. Like thinking like I could get pizza because that's like a very first mm-hmm. time you order in together. Like mm-hmm. you order something, whatever. And he, his suggestion was ramen. And she was just like, how fucking weird is that?
Also, if you're actually a ramen eater, takeout is a no. Like ramen people don't like. Like they will not even
take out ramen.
Yeah, like it's because it's all about it being fresh. The pasta, or not pasta, the noodles being fresh. Sorry, I'm so Italian. Yeah. Anyway, so I don't like this at all. I don't like this guy.
Mm-mm. But like, could you imagine if I was at a guy's house for the first time and he was like, let's get fuck around and get ramen. I'd be like, get out of my apartment.
I'd be like, let's fuck around you outside. You out of my apartment.
Like, we should leave. You know, like, I feel like the first time you hang out with someone and you order food, it's you're very basic. It's pizza. Mm-hmm. It's sushi.
Oh, yeah. Don't do, like, the spaghetti because you get all slurpy. It gets all over the fucking place.
I'll do a cheeseburger.
I try
salads.
Not to.
Salads.
I know. This is good things. What do you order on it? What's the ideal order on a first date at a generic, like, restaurant?
At a generic restaurant. So like an American cuisine restaurant.
Because if you order a salad, I feel like it's annoying.
It's lame.
It means that like.
I feel like you go with like the fish.
Okay.
Like the salmon. Or you're getting like the chicken.
The chicken. Yeah. Sometimes the red meat, that goes right through you. The dairy, that makes me bloated immediately.
If there's a pasta, I'm getting like one that I can, like a penne.
But watch out for the garlic. These are little details that people mm-hmm. don't fucking think of. That's why we're here.
Like, how great is it when you get to the stage with a guy where you're like, hey, I'm going to stuff my fucking face now. And they're like, cool. And you've like surpassed whatever that thing we do in our head as girls that we're like, oh, we're like dainty.
And then after it, you don't have sex and you just like lie there.
But those are some of the best nights.
Those are the best nights because you're both
and
like,
and you wake up in the morning. Yeah. And you're like, we fell asleep. And then like you do morning time stuff.
Speaking of morning and then like having to poop after a nice meal, did you notice every now and then I post a thirst trap. I don't do it often.
Wait, the pooping thing, just a quick thing. I just want to touch on it quickly.
Pooping used to be my thing that I talk about. They make fun of you once on the show about pooping and now you think it's your fucking thing. Okay, fine. Continue.
One of my guy friends texted me the other day and was like, oh my God, I listened to the podcast and you just have to let you know that I think about this with girls all the time and I want them to be the most comfortable. So when I spend the night, I wake up in the morning and I go get iced coffees or like I go get breakfast and bring it back so that she has like an hour or 45 minutes to like, you know, poop if she has to poop or like do whatever she has to do. No, it was like, oh.
I want to cherish that man. Cherish that man. How would you feel if a guy just said like, hey, if you want to poop, poop? You'd still be like, oh my God, no. Ew.
I would like laugh and be like, what? And then I'd be like, thank you.
Thank you so much. Oh Jesus, thank you so much. Well, I decided to post one of my, actually it was I would take selfies in the bathroom and send them to Dez during summer house. And yeah. It was one of those, I think I said post poop pic. So it's PPP, we're making it a thing. So everyone post your PPP yeah. morning. I think I was diarrhea though, because we had so much anxiety diarrhea in that house. I would eat, get in a fight, go have diarrhea. I think there actually was a recent part where like I left the table. I was like, oh, stomach cramp. I had to shit myself.
Yeah.
The whole time. Yeah. So anyway, what do you think of post poop pics becoming a thing? Would you ever post it as your caption? PPP?
No. No.
Why?
Because the word poop just makes me think like, ugh, like being dirty. Like, I get it. Everyone poops. But like, I don't like the word.
Yeah. And that's why you have to do some self-work. Because
post your bloat.
You're projecting your own issues onto the word poop.
Yeah. But there. Okay. But here's the thing. There are also like those words that you just don't like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Poop is one of mine.
Like when people say essentially, it's like if someone says the word essentially, I will punch them in the face. It does not mean anything. And you're just saying it to act like you're smarter than me.
Emails, I feel like.
Do you get emails now? You get a lot of emails by important.
Sometimes. But like one, I hate when people say per my last.
Oh, like, well, that means yourself. They're pissed at you. When people say essentially, it means nothing. They're just putting it in front to say they're better than you. Like, I know what that means. Anyway, we're going to do a little bit of advice before front page news. This girl said, this guy I'm talking to loves Snap, but I keep talking to him. Do I like him or the attention?
But loves what?
Like, I guess he loves Snapchat. So she's basically saying she knows that he like is just like wanting to get like pics and stuff.
Here's the thing. I don't know if I can even give advice on this because I feel like we're too old know what the deal with Snapchat is.
We don't know the full deal, but we know that we had to take old school shit where like you could get in trouble and then there was like the cloud and all this stuff. But all those Snapchat engineers are looking at your tits.
It depends on how old you are. Like, if I was talking to a guy and he had a Snapchat and he was asking me for Snapchat pictures, I would immediately delete him from my phone.
Yeah, if you're on Hinge and a guy goes, what's your Snap?
Don't get even out of there.
Don't even try the like, no, let's text. No. Like, no, just don't answer. But if you have to ask, do I like him or the attention, you know it's the attention. I also think it's important to understand that like there is a huge difference between liking someone's attention and liking the person, but sometimes it's really hard to understand it when you're single. Do you know what I mean? Because the attention is like a dopamine hit and it feels so fucking good when you're like lonely.
Are you kidding? I love it.
It's
getting any sort of attention makes my day.
Okay, let's see what else we can find. Okay, some of these questions I just don't know the answer to.
Someone really stumped.
Do you
want
to know what the question was? How do I find and attract a non-asshole? Don't know.
I mean, what are we, detectives?
I know. I'm like, what are we, Darwin? How do you deal with falling in love with someone faster than they fall for you? Oh my god, interesting. Oh. I don't know if we're the right people to talk about this because we're both very emotionally blocked.
I'm extremely emotionally blocked. I definitely feel myself having like a wall up, which is the first time I feel like I've ever really felt that.
I think it's because you've dealt with like an intense relationship.
How did I just turn this advice into like you giving me advice? I was like, fuck this girl and her question. I need to talk about something.
Actually, I have a wall up. I like, it's really annoying. No, you just came out of a relationship, so you don't want to get that quick into like the deep emotion of like getting like pain and someone getting hurt. That shit is like annoying.
But like read this girl's question because I feel like I have felt this a lot. Liking, or it's even equated to like liking someone who doesn't like you back, but like also falling in love with someone quicker than they're falling in love with you. I feel like it's really just all about control. Everyone wants to be in control of the relationship, and until like you let that go, you're not really ever going to be happy.
I had a guy who basically like, I'm speaking very generically, but I was like kind of playing games.
Yeah.
Not really, but it was just like how I was in the beginning. And he straight up was like, if you want to play games, that's cool, but I'm just not into that. Like, I'm into you.
Yeah.
And I, for the first time ever, was a simp. And I was like, oh my God, I'm sorry. I won't play games. I'm sorry. I was being stupid. And I've never done that. But it was so hot that he said that. And then he was actually falling in love like harder than I was. But like, he was so confident about it. And he's like, yeah, I just know I love you. And I realized it's not that I didn't love him back. I was just so blocked and had to like overcome my own fears that like he might be an asshole or he might fuck me over. But I also feel like love is a two-way thing. Like, love is not, oh, this person makes me happy. I always used to think it was that, but I actually think it's an emotion of two people combined who just like really care for each other. Like, you can't be one without the other. I think one without the other is more of like a, not obsession, but like in your head.
I feel like it's also, it's a two-way street.
It takes
but
two
like,
to tango.
It doesn't make them, like finding the love of your life isn't like, oh, they've made my life so much better. It's like,
you want him, you don't need him.
yeah, like you want to be better for this person. Like he automatically makes you a better person because you're doing more things for yourself. Like you have more motivation. You have like things like that. It's not that they like did anything for you.
Oh, 100%. I mean, people, you get like really comfortable with someone and all that stuff. But like love is all, you also can't like numerically rate it or rank it. It's not like he's at a 10 and I'm at an 8. But I do want to say this next one, which is interesting.
I love love.
I love how you go from I'm emotionally blocked to like, I love love.
No, I am definitely emotionally blocked, but I do love love. And like,
so you're not a sociopath.
I'm not a sociopath. That's for sure. But like, I've tried to get over like liking people who don't like me.
Good. Well, yeah, because
good, Paige.
It's because also like you can't even like fall for someone if they don't like you. Do you know what I mean? Because like you don't. That's why like situationships are so much harder, because you've never actually given it a shot to see what they really are like.
Yeah,
in a
relationship. You've made up in your head.
Do you know any dudes?
What you think it would be?
Would be
like
the worst boyfriends, but in your head you're like, oh, he's an athlete. You're like, oh, he's rich. Or, oh. But if you actually dated them, you'd be like, wait, our schedules are so different.
For sure.
It's literally the person that like you just want to be around at all times, because they're not, because of all these like materialistic bullshit things. Next question: how do you deal with a best friend breakup? Ooh.
Like you and your best friend are no longer best friends?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. This is actually an interesting topic.
I feel like, have you had a lot of best friend breakups? I mean, everyone's your fucking best friend on your Instagram, so.
I do use the term best friend a
very
little
loosely.
I just feel like anyone that
met a bitch yesterday, you call her your best friend on Instagram. It's like. I sound like a jealous
girlfriend
right now.
No, the girl I
called
on my best friend on my Instagram, I have known her since high school. So that doesn't count.
I've known a lot of people since high school. I don't call them my best friend.
You know that you're my real best friend.
Okay, I just want to compliment. Continue.
I have dealt with best friend breakups, and they are really hard. Like, I had one in my life that, like, I mourned, like, an actual death. Mm. And then it almost turned into, like, a toxic relationship of, like, should I work it out? Is she gonna work it out? Mm-hmm. Should we hang out? Should I see her? You know, like, and it gets weird. And it's sad. I don't think there's a way to cope with, like, the sadness other than time heals all. But the one thing I've just been like really thinking about, and this goes for like friendships or relationships, whatever is meant for you will be with you. So like if people are walking out of your life and you don't really understand why, or like this might be a mistake, it's not.
Yeah.
Like the universe gets rid of people that aren't going to be able to grow with you. And like any friend that I've stopped being friends with, like they wouldn't fit in with my life now anyway.
You sound like you're from L.A.
Oh my God.
You're like, so if like my crystal doesn't like you, I will throw it at your head. That.
I'm like, hold on. My crystal is telling me something. And it's that we don't like you.
I think you're right. It's also just like, think of it like science. Like if you're magnets to each other, it doesn't matter how far you are. Like eventually you're going to be magnets to that person. You're going to reject other things. And just that trust and calmness will bring you so much more happiness in your life. But best friend breakups are also hard because, like, with dudes, it's like there was sex. There's all these other reasons why you were together. Where your best friend, it's like you literally just loved. You chose each other. Like, not because of a sexual thing. Not because of bullshit. Like, literally just a person that just cares about you for 100% you, not the tightness of your vagina, you know?
Right.
So it
likes hanging out with you, likes your mind.
Yes.
You can be your full self.
And you know that like you guys have talked so much shit about every other person. So then when you lose them, you're like, wait, are you talking that kind of shit about me now?
Yeah. Because that's the craziest thing. Or like I always think about like the shit my friends knew. Mm-hmm. Like, and then like if we ever stop being friends,
we're done. Dunzo. Might as well just go to jail. Just put me in jail.
That's the other thing. Like, if you stop being friends with someone and then you go and talk shit about them, fuck you.
No.
Because at one point, that was your fucking girl and your homie.
Have some respect. Yeah. Yeah. But girls are also like much smarter than guys. So like when guys, when you break up with them, I feel like it's simpler. Where girls, it's like you'll, it can be just like harder because we're better at emotional manipulation.
Yeah, and we know what like really cuts each other deep.
Yeah.
Too.
Which is a skill, but also can be super scary.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school and get smoothing you know where. And they have straps that actually stay on. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support is absolutely guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a double A cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck in between two cup sizes that don't really fit you. It's time to get your problem solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your first order with code PODCAST15. Hey, Gigglers, I want to tell you not to panic the next time you have to buy someone the perfect gift. Have you tried gift mode on Etsy? First of all, let me just say, I get a lot of things on Etsy just in general, but it's so perfect for gifting because everything is so personalized and tailored to the person you're shopping for. If you haven't tried gift mode on Etsy, then definitely give it a try because it absolutely takes the stress out of gifting and you find the perfect item. All you have to do is tap gift mode on your Etsy app or Etsy.com, answer a few short questions like who you're shopping for, what they like, what are their interests, and gift mode instantly gives you curated gift ideas based on hundreds of personas. I personally like gifting myself. So if you're a fashionista, I always like to type in things like 60s fashion or if I'm looking for a specific mini skirt and it pops up just the most perfect curated things for myself that I gift to myself. But it's also great if you have someone in your family who's a cooking lover and you can get personalized charcuterie boards. It's perfect for everyone. So whether you need a housewarming gift or a birthday present for someone who loves pickleball, gift mode has you covered. Need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic. Try gift mode on Etsy now. Summer is right around the corner and I love those days where you're like, let me just throw on like a little mini dress and a pair of sneakers. If you love that also, then Roback just launched their new women's line and it's our absolute favorite. Also new is their Sunrise Active Short. We absolutely love them. They're very lightweight. They're performance fabric. They're perfect for on the go. But they also have really good just like loungewear sets, like a you have days that you want to rot on the couch, but like rotting on the couch is very different than rotting in the bed. Rotting on the couch, you need like the perfect hoodie and jogger set. Their sets are so soft, but they also have a lot of skorts, crews, active dresses that blend just seamlessly into your wardrobe, but also like you can actually go out and do things in them. Use code GIGGLY for 20% off your first purchase through the end of the week. That's 20% off hoodies, joggers, dresses, and more with code GIGGLY. I love that it's warmer weather. I love when the seasons change because the outfits change. And now we can say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and t-shirts. Quince always has your lineup of timeless pieces that keep you looking effortlessly chic all year long. I loved their cashmere sweaters this winter, but now it's all about their European linen dresses. Their blouses and shorts are $30, washable silk tank tops are timeless, and they also have 14 karat gold jewelry and so much more. I actually bought all of Craig's curtains in his living room from Quince probably like a month ago and were absolutely obsessed. The best part about Quince is all their items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/giggly for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/giggly to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/giggly.
Let's do another. I fucking love advice.
Opinion on oh, I love this. Okay. Opinion on boyfriend having a girl best friend. Go.
Let me think. Don't want it. Don't need it. Get it out of here.
I think it depends. If she's a lesbian, it's fine.
Okay. I also feel like sometimes people write things in that are younger than us.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I'm dating a guy and he has a best friend who's a girl and she's married and she has kids and, like, I've listened to their phone combos and I've seen their text and, mm-hmm. like, this is fucking platonic,
mm-hmm.
then I don't care. If I was younger and even, like, now if I was seeing a guy my age and he has, like, a girl best friend who's mm-hmm. always around, I'm probably going to think, like, it's a little bit weary.
I mean,
a little weary about it.
I'm going to say right now, whenever a guy and a girl are like best friends, as if they're choosing to hang out with them instead of like they're people of their same gender, I feel yeah. like one of them has an attraction to the other person. It could be emotional or physical. It might not be enough to ever date the person, but there's something about them that you like. And it's funny because actually, I don't know. Andrew Collin, we have some funny stories because he's like my best guy friend. Like when someone goes, yeah. oh, you're my best friend. Andrew Collin's my best guy friend. We had a funny incident where like he was talking to someone and she knew that we were really close. But I was very new and I wasn't like hitting him up all the time. Like she just knew we got along. And they got in a huge fight because she thought that he was staring at my nipples. Because I was like wearing a shirt with no bra and you know my nips are always out to play. And they got in a huge fight and I had no idea. And this was like in the beginning of our friendship. Like I wasn't calling him ever. And he was like, yeah, we broke up. So she thought I was staring at your nipples and like a super weird, like I wasn't, I mean, I could see them, but I wasn't like staring at them. And I was like, what the fuck? Like I'm so upset that she got upset because like there's obviously nothing going on. But then now I think if Andrew had a real, real girlfriend, I'm not FaceTiming him whenever I have a thought. You know what I mean?
Right.
Which is what you do with your best
friend.
And then Andrew and I, we've had like a little bit of a shift in our friendship. Like during quarantine, it was like just him and Luke calling me the whole time. And like the occasional football guy. And then once I started seeing Dez, I like wasn't answering Andrew's FaceTimes anymore. Like, because like I'd be in bed with him or like we're in the car. I wasn't about to be like, sorry, I'm going to talk to this other guy. And I had to kind of have a come to Jesus with Andrew where it's like things have changed. Like you're not my number one man. And like it was just inappropriate. Like imagine if you're always FaceTiming a straight dude who's not friends with your boyfriend. It's fucking weird.
No, yeah, it's weird. It's weird. Like I have a lot of guy friends. And if I'm ever hanging out with a guy and they're FaceTiming me, like sometimes I will answer if it's like in the middle of the day or whatever.
Yeah.
But if it's like nighttime, I like I'm texting. I'm like, yo, I'm with someone.
Like, or if it's
up?
Like a random like guy friend saying hi. But if you have, you know, when you have a guy best friend, you're both single and you talk all the time, you can't do that anymore because you have to keep your circle small and that like you have a guy or whoever your partner is that you love and you have your best girlfriend. And that's how I live my life.
It also is like, it also, there's part of me that thinks, though, too, you have to be so secure in your relationship. Like, if there's ever one really good thing I will say about Perry is that, like, when I dated him, never once for even half a second did I ever consider that he was ever talking to another girl or, like, ever cheated on me. Like,
that is another amazing point.
Like, I never went through his phone. I never even thought to go through his phone. Like, we had a very secure relationship in that point. Like, dance whatever.
Also, if your
if you're nervous that one girl could come in and change your man's mind, like that's a problem in your relationship. It has nothing to do with the girlfriend.
You're right.
Yeah, she could be hitting on him, but you have to like let her hit on him all day long. You have to know that like your boyfriend would never do anything.
I also think it's weird if guys have legit like no girls they're friends with. that freaks me out. It makes them feel like they don't know how to have like chill friendships with girls, or like every girl they've hooked up with. Because we know those kind of guys who, like, any girl that's in their phone, they've hooked up with.
Yeah. But here's the, okay, I will say this too, though, like, devil's advocate. Mm-hmm. I have a lot of guy friends. None of them have.
Oh, I thought you could, like, say that you've hooked up with. She's like, every guy on my phone I've had sex with. No, so.
I have a lot of guy friends. None of them have serious girlfriends, mm-hmm. but like the second they bring a girl in and I meet her and they're like, I really like her, I'm like, I love this for you, this is amazing. But like, if we're both single and we're out, I'm probably like flirting with them a little, not to the point where it's like I might hook up with Paige, but like there's definitely like a little flirty banter.
Well,
sometimes.
That goes back to,
but
like,
if they had a girlfriend, it would just never happen.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying that they should have girls in their life that they aren't just girlfriends. But it goes back to girls and guys. I think inevitably, like, to be a friend of someone, you have to be attracted to their brain or their body.
Or sometimes guys have girlfriends that, like, they've had sex with before and they know it is, like, would never work. And that's how they're able to be friends, because it's like, I would never want to have sex with you again.
Oh. You
know? So maybe it's like, let him get it out of his system. Fuck his best girlfriend.
Actually, I've heard that before. Some people will be like, we just immediately have sex in the beginning, get out all the tension, and then just, like, there's no, like, what if, what could it be?
Yeah, and we're like, no, this would be, like, awful. Okay. Should we do front page
news?
Yes,
let's do front page news.
So Lady Gaga has a friend who is also her dog walker. Her dog walker was shot in the chest, and two of her dogs were stolen.
Wasn't it shot? He shot, like, multiple times?
I think it was only shot once, but like, I was reading this Page Six article. The entire article, Hannah, is about how devastated Lady Gaga is over what's going on, and that she has a $500,000 reward, and an email set up that if you know where the dogs are, or like have any information, or like if you took the dogs, she won't say anything. She'll give you the money if she just wants the dogs back. I read the entire article, not once. Until I had to go to a different article, did they say how the guy who got shot is doing? Like, I read the whole article and I was like,
yeah, I was like, wait, what
walker?
About the human?
Is he fucking dead?
What about the wait, is he alive?
He's alive. Thank I God. Had to get out of the Page Six article, go to E! News and like look it up.
I thought
He's
she was about to say $500,000 for anyone who shot the man who's my friend. But, like, did these people just do this to get Lady Gaga's dog?
I think so. I mean, they don't know. They're like, we don't know if it's related. But, like, who's walking around LA just literally this man got shot and dog stolen and that's it. So, like, obviously they just wanted the dogs, which is so
But it's true. Like,
wouldn't
you
psychotic?
Walk around LA and be like, this isn't Lady Gaga's dog? And they're like, no, that is. And they're like, he's wearing a blue collar. And you're like, I know, but it's the dog. Okay. You just get in a fight with someone. Like, dog stealing is a fucking thing. In Williamsburg, you know, there's all these like cool coffee shops and the hipsters would leave their like little doodles outside. People would just swipe doodles, just steal people's dogs in Williamsburg all the time.
Okay. That's fucking insane. Beginning of this article says Thursday's brutal dog napping.
I shouldn't laugh because if someone stole butter or any of my foster babies.
I have a question. $500,000 to get her two dogs back. This is so ironic because I was hanging out with two of my friends last night. And we were talking about like how veterinarians are so fucking expensive. And I was like, this is dark, but I'm going to ask you guys. How much money is the vet saying you owe before you say, probably going to put it down? Like, probably not going to do that.
You are such a sick human. I'm not even going to get in this because I'm an animal lover, not a fighter.
No,
but it's sick. But also, it is. Oh, my God.
You don't have to give me a number, but let me just tell you.
I work to give butter a better life. You don't even post Polo on your Instagram. You call him fat. Okay? I said it.
I mean, I'm not saying that I would.
I say ragamuffin ravioli is pear-shaped and you use the fat word on your dog. You body shamed your dog.
I love Polo. I would fucking die for Polo.
No, you wouldn't.
Am I paying?
That's a lie.
Am
like, I you paying? Wouldn't die for Polo. That's a lie.
No, okay. Like, I love him so much, though. am I paying 25 fucking grand? I don't think so. I don't think so.
Well, it's at a point where sometimes, as we said, we're going back to the crystals. Some things are not meant to be in your life. And if you have to pay $25,000 to get a surgery that might not even work, let that bitch go. And I mean, bitch, like I meant it. And take a new animal and give them a home.
It's just, I don't think.
What kind of dogs were they? Just in case I see them, like, running around the Hamptons.
They were French bulldogs.
So they put that shit in their pockets.
Okay, here's another thing that I want to tell you.
What?
Not a huge bulldog fan. French, American, I don't discriminate. Mm-hmm. Don't love them.
I agree. I mean, I'm a cat person, but bulldogs, they're like ugly hot.
I feel like people go crazy over French bulldogs, and I'm like, okay, they can't breathe.
Yeah, they look like they got hit in the face by a frying pan. Yeah, they're normal
like
dogs.
They can't breathe.
That ran into a wall.
I can't have a dog laying at the end of my bed not being able to breathe in the middle of the night. I will fucking lose
Wait,
my shit.
This is based on experience. You remember you were at a share house, and we literally were trying to do lives, but the dog couldn't breathe and was like wheezing too loud, and I was like, can you get that dog a doctor? And you were like, this
Whose
is just the
dog.
Dog
was that? I like mentally blocked it out. Oh my god, my friend Justin's. Oh my god, that fucking dog. I actually did fuck with that dog though. I like that dog, but when it was annoying me with the sound, I was like, absolutely get out of here.
Well, you know, sometimes like you just have to learn more about the dog. Like now I'm obsessed with pit bulls. If you haven't watched The Champions, great documentary about Michael Vick's pit bulls and where they are now. Anywho.
Okay, next. Emma Watson.
We're going to get so much hate for making fun of French bulldogs. Do you realize that?
I'm not
like,
making fun of them.
That's 90% of like female bloggers.
I have a preference and I am allowed to like a certain
like,
type of dog and not like a certain type of dog.
I like tall men. And tall dogs. Sorry.
You know what dogs I feel like I would really fuck with, but I heard they're really mean, but like aesthetically I want one?
Ooh, Rottweilers?
A Dalmatian.
Oh.
But I heard they're really mean.
I tricked Dez to foster two cats for 2 weeks. That's how you know.
Wow. You
know
are
it's real.
Smart.
I am. One of them I'm in love with, but it's whatever. Just continue.
It's
I don't
fine.
Want to talk about it.
Okay, so people are saying that Emma Watson is taking a break from movies. She's 30. They say she's stepping away from acting. Watson's agent told the outlet that she's dormant from her career and won't be taking on any future projects for the foreseeable future.
Why do they have to use the word dormant, like a tumor?
I don't know. People don't know, but I guess after she filmed Little Women last year, she refused to do press with any of the other cast and would only show up to the premiere. But no one really knows what's happening. Mm. And here's why I wanted to even do this story. I can't ever decide if I like Emma Watson or if I don't. And I still don't know.
Well, what's interesting is you hear a lot of diva stories, but sometimes like is it diva or is it just like having like really strong boundaries because you've been like abused in the media for so long? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like is someone really a bitch or are they just like sticking to what they want and they're not?
Because imagine if you said yes to everything everyone asks you to do like I do.
Right.
You'd be exhausted. Like I am so exhausted and sometimes it makes or like and then people take advantage of you. You find yourself on an interview like and they're making you talk about things you don't want to talk about or and I could see someone just being like, I have to protect like my company and I just have to say do my own thing and then it could eventually come off like J-Lo being like, don't make eye contact with me.
Right. I aspire to get to.
I just did a Clubhouse for the first time.
Oh wait, how was that? Because I've been so curious.
It's interesting because, I mean, this is my job, like, doing this podcast, doing Burning Hell, so it's interesting to, like, go on for half an hour. It's basically a virtual panel, so it's mm-hmm. so easy. Like, you press the room, you're in the room. If you're a moderator or if you're listening, someone could tap you in to be the moderator, and then you guys just, like, you mute and unmute and you talk. It was really fun to be in, like, it's more like a podcast but, like, a group, but we were talking about, it was with the girl that does, like, IG Famous by Dana. She has like 200,000 okay. followers. It was formerly IG Famous Bodies. And it just shows the like edited and unedited photos. It shows people's like Kylie Jenner's body before, after. And like I love that. You know, I love that stuff. But they were talking about basically transparency of like, if you're gonna get it, telling people like I got it. Yeah. And I basically was like, I didn't go like I'm against plastic surgery, but I was like, I'm against editing. I think if people edit, there should be like a warning, like this photo has been altered if you like really fuck with it to a certain extent. Yeah. Or just for like, so girls don't look at something and think that they could get it by like buying someone's workout plan for $30 in an ebook, when it's like, right, that bitch had a Brazilian butt lift plus editing.
The day I buy an ebook of a workout plan is the day I want you to have an intervention with me.
I mean, I've done it. We're just like, I've been like, oh, I want it like a workout plan, and like this girl looks like it's would be fun. Her workouts are fun. I did it once and it was like $12 and I never looked at it.
Some of those workout bitches though make a lot of money, and I gotta give it to them.
Yeah, I'll give it to them.
Let's give it to him. Let's give it to him.
See you in court. But I do think that but so Leah from Real Housewives of New York was on it, who we love, who's just like, just honest, blunt, gives it to him. And she's like, look, I got my nose did and my breast done. And I tell everybody, because I feel if I didn't, it's like I'm just like lying, and like I'm trying to be transparent. And I was like, yeah, it's like has to be women supporting women. It's like me saying, Paige, I love your sweatshirt. Where'd you get it? And being like, nowhere. It's like me being like, Paige, your Botox looks so good. Or like your forehead looks so good. And you being like, oh my God, I just got this facial. You should get it. Or, oh, I just got this Botox from this guy. So it's like women need to be fucking open instead of
Could you imagine if you said, where's that sweatshirt from? And I said, nowhere.
Sometimes I go to the thrift store. You wouldn't get it. You're not from Brooklyn. But Leah also, she said like she got a lot of hate from people. Like, so she's like, people are afraid to say they got plastic surgery because they get hate because it's not like natural. And that made me feel bad. But it's also like, you know, when Sonia Morgan was like, yeah, I got a huge facelift. And I was like, yes, bitch. She's like tagging the surgeon.
She looks fucking phenomenal.
She looks great. And like, be honest about it. It's the transparency that's fucked up. It's like how Kylie Jenner was like, buy my lip kit. But then it worked. She got $1 million. So. Billion.
I agree with you. Since we're talking about the Kardashians, so a clip came out from the new season that's coming out, and it's basically Scott telling Courtney that like he would marry her right now. And I love Travis and Court. I feel like I do love them, but I deep down want Courtney and Scott to get married.
I want it for the family, but Paige, I think he really struggles with addiction and stuff, and like it's really hard to
But one, we don't know that for sure, that he's still like really struggling. And I actually kind of think that he dates these really young girls, not making excuses for him, because I think the age is like way too young, but I could, you know, he should be with someone who's like 26,
so he's still like emotionally available for her. Like he's like, see, I'm just playing
yeah
around.
Like I feel like he dates these really young girls that he knows deep down like nothing ever would be serious with them, because like they're so young, they have so much growing up to do, they're not going to try and like get married and have his babies. And so that he's always like available for when Courtney's ready, because he's just like passing his time.
Why do you think she's not ready?
I don't know. I feel like maybe she just like isn't in love with him.
Yeah, like, and if it's burnt, it's burnt. I'm all about moving on. I love a breakup.
Let's talk about Travis and Courtney with his ex, Shayna. So people have been, so she first got in trouble because she was caught liking an Instagram comment on her page, like, dissing Courtney. Then she posted a meme like, oh, why are you stressing out or something? Like, there's someone out there dating your ex. So she keeps like subtly shading Courtney, and then
Dude, be happy that like your ex is dating like one of the most beautiful, successful women in the world. I love when my exes date like amazing women. I'm like, they have great taste.
You know what's interesting? None of my exes are in relationships except one.
Wow, so you really fucked up a lot of them.
I feel like, do you think that's because I'm the emotionally abusive one?
I was going to say you're amazing, but it's possible. Their therapist definitely knows your name. Their therapist is well-versed on Paige DeSorbo.
All things Paige, yeah. It's either they were so in love with me and they can't get over me, or I fucked them up so badly.
Or they're just focusing on their career, but...
Oh, actually, one does have a really nice girlfriend. But, like, the main three, single.
Interesting.
I was going to say something like single as a, but I couldn't think of something single.
Pringle.
Single as a Pringle.
Yep.
Then there you go.
Can we also talk about who's Scott dating again? Rinna's daughter.
Okay, so Scott's dating Amelia Hamlin.
Have you seen her little transformation? Wait, what happened? Dude. She just got like a really fake tan and looks like a Kardashian. Like, was it overnight? Like, why was she dressed like that?
I mean, she... I'm going to go to her Instagram right now. I mean, she looks like Chloe.
But like, she was gorgeous before and then now she's...
No, I don't think she did like plastic surgery because I just think she's doing her makeup way...
No, she put on like a whole different look.
Yeah, her look is way different. Her makeup's way different. She never wears her hair like this. She, like, if you look at her Instagram page, it's very natural.
Was it just a random photo? Yeah, it's so natural.
Like, natural in terms of, like, she does not wear a lot of makeup at all.
Yeah.
I don't know if she, like, gets her lips done or whatever. Mm-hmm. I think she's stunning. I really do.
I mean, she definitely gets her lips done, but, yeah.
Yeah, she definitely does. Wow, now I'm, like, going into a hole of Amelia Hamlin.
Do you know her sister was dating one of the guys from Love Island?
Eyal.
Eyal? Oh, God. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. What else do we have in front page news?
Oh, I have one more story, and it's, like, not really a story, but I found it interesting, and I didn't like it. Okay.
Wait, did you just say you didn't like it?
Yeah. You know how in New York City, it's getting to inside restaurants, it's going to go up to, like, 35% capacity?
Okay.
Madame Tussauds sended wax figures to Peter Luger restaurant to fill the other empty seats.
Nope.
And I hate that.
Nope. Imagine and walking in the restaurant or like at night at like 11 p.m. Mm-hmm. The last people leave. You're just, you know, checking out or everyone out. And then you have to shut the light. And then those fucking wax figures, their little eyes start moving. Nope. Check, please. Check, please.
Check immediately. There is literally a wax figure of Audrey Hepburn just fucking chilling at this table.
Nope. Madame Tussauds, see you in court. Nope.
see you in court. An absolute felon behavior. We will see you in court.
Also, like, what? Like, why would they take their time to do that? Also, I'd be like, hey, Audrey's sitting in my seat. Can she... She, like, the check's been in front of her for hours. Can I?
Like, I would absolutely lose my mind.
It's so creepy. And also, like, people actually like when places aren't crowded. Like, can we just normalize that in New York City? You don't have to be, they have a fake line outside of wax figures, so you have to wait in it to feel like you're in New York. So no.
The craziest part of this whole thing is, like, I feel like our whole lives are, like, turning backwards, whatever. I went out to dinner the other night I went out on a date. And we went to Don Angie, which is like this Italian restaurant in New York City. And outside, they have these booths set up. But you can't see inside the booth. Mm-hmm. Like, each booth has a red curtain in front of it. So you have no idea how many people are in there, like, sitting. So if it's just you and him on a date, like, you can't see anyone else. And he made our reservation for inside the restaurant. And he was like, I just figured it was going to be fucking freezing and that you would want to sit inside. But like, the vibe in that fucking booth outside is so cool. Like, I'm pissed we're not sitting outside. And we were sitting inside and there was like two tables away from us were a couple. The other side, there's like a couple. And we looked at each other and we were like, how crazy is it that we don't want to be by anyone and we'd rather be alone in this booth? Like, we could have stayed home. It would have just been us.
Some of the restaurants crushed it with the outdoor seating.
Yeah, they really did. There's an Instagram that rates like all the New York City restaurants based on like how warm they are.
Oh, cool.
And it's so smart.
Well, some people weren't allowed to put like the propane tanks or whatever.
I think they were like, they couldn't like get them. There's a few restaurants in New York that like really do it fucking well.
There was some like things that people had to get legally to do it, but.
Yeah, New York is like such a different vibe right now, but I kind of like, I don't mind sitting outside. I really don't. Like, I kind of fuck with it a little bit. Like, if there's a heater above me, yeah, I'm like.
I kind of fucks with the heater.
And like, just like. I like that saying. And getting like a hot alcoholic drink.
A little hot toddy.
Okay, so you guys know that I've been on a vitamin journey for
quite a while now. I'm obviously on all different vitamins, but the one thing that remains consistent is Thorne. Thorne takes a personalized, innovative, and scientific approach to health and wellness with their supplements. They manufacture all their supplements in the U.S. using top-notch ingredients sourced globally. Plus, they team up with the leading medical professionals to bring you highly effective nutritional supplements. I don't know if you guys have seen on TikTok all the girlies making the sleepy time drink with magnesium. If you haven't tried, you must. And Thorne makes the absolute best magnesium. With Thorne, you never have to question each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. Thorne is definitely my go-to, and it's trusted by over 5 million customers, 47,000 healthcare professionals, and loads of pro athletes like Hannah and I. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/GigglySquad and use code GigglySquad for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/GigglySquad, code GigglySquad for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/GigglySquad, code GigglySquad. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Rewind it back to the days of chillaxing on the beach and all-day fun with spring break on DraftKings Casino. Play exclusive games like Fan Fave Rocket. The excitement is endless, the vibes are right, and the cash prizes could be huge. New players start playing with just $5 and get $100 back instantly in casino credits. Download the app and use code GIGGLY to book your one-way ticket to fun with DraftKings Casino. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. 21 plus. Physically present in Connecticut, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, West Virginia only. Void in Ontario. Eligibility and other restrictions apply. One per opted-in new customer. $5 wager required. Max $100 in casino credits awarded, which require one-time playthrough within 168 hours. See terms at casino.draftkings.com/promos. Restrictions apply. Whether you need to buy or sell, or you're just obsessed with looking at homes for sale, Redfin's got you covered. Redfin updates their listings every 2 minutes so you can see new homes first. And they give you personalized recommendations based on the homes you like so you can find the home that's just right for you, whether that's a cabin, a craftsman, or a castle. With the top-rated Redfin app, you can favorite homes, share listings with others, and schedule tours, even the same day, with a local Redfin agent who can help guide you through the whole home buying process. And if you're looking to sell, Redfin agents have the experience to get you the best price possible for your home. That's because they sell twice as many homes as other agents. With a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin's fees are half of what others often charge, which means you'll have more money to put towards what matters most to you, like your next home. In fact, last year, Redfin saved home sellers $127 million. No matter where you are in your real estate journey, Redfin can help. Download the Redfin app to get started today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
What are you drinking right now, by the way?
Like, what's your go-to? Dude, I'm so happy you asked.
Yeah.
I've been really into, like, a cocktail.
Oh.
Like, I used to just be a tequila. Yeah, I used to just be, like, a tequila soda girl. Sometimes I'd do tequila on the rocks, and I'd get, like, a ginger ale on the side. Then I just went to tequila on the rocks. And then I figured I had a problem.
Then you said, hold the rocks.
Yeah. Then I was just like, how about you just bring the bottle out to me? Thank you.
That means you're like, I want to get fucked up with the least amount of sugar possible. That's what tequila right. on the rocks is.
Yeah. Or I'm just like, I inject it into my veins, honestly. Yeah.
Just
like,
put it in a tampon and put it inside me.
Like, figure it out.
Not what the kids in the suburbs are doing.
I think so. They're all crazy out there. So recently, I've been really into going to restaurants and getting like something fucking muddled. You know, like put a little salt on the rim of something, Williamsburg. But only on one side.
If a tattooed man isn't making my drink with a wooden... Mm-mm. If something isn't being like passionate, if he's not sweating when he's making it, I don't want it.
Yeah. If his sleeves aren't rolled up to at least his elbows and he's not mashing something, mm-hmm. this is if a great it doesn't visual take for a- our-
Yeah.
That got weird quick, huh?
If it doesn't take him an abnormal like 12 minutes to make, see you in court.
I'll see you in court.
To wrap this up, what are you watching?
To wrap this up, Oh my God.
You wrote some stuff in the Giggly Squad notes of stuff you're watching.
I finished Firefly Lane on Netflix. Did you watch that?
No, what is it?
Oh my God, you have to watch it. It's about like two best friends. And it's Katherine Heigl, and I don't know the.
Oh wait, so she's back because she was out for a long time.
Yeah, so it's Katherine Heigl, and she plays like this new. She has like her own TV show, like her own talk show, and then her best friend is a mom, and she's going through a divorce, mm-hmm. and like they've been best friends since growing up. You have to watch it; it's so cute.
I remember, and they're basically like opposites. Like one of them is living this crazy life. In the spotlight, and the other one is a mom.
And in the beginning, I was like, why do I care about this? But then I kept like watching it.
Well, good for her, because who knows what really happened that made her kind of kicked out of Hollywood? Who knows?
Yeah. I do like her.
You said
her.
She was like a bitch, but part of me is like, how many guys are assholes? Like, was she a bitch or was she just like hungry, you know?
And then. Yeah, I got it. And then I watched Atlanta Housewives.
Oh my God, what did you think? Porsche's facial expressions during Bolo's dancing. I follow him on Instagram, by the way. We had a stripper come on Summer House once. I'll see you in court. I want my money back.
like what the fuck? It's also so crazy because
we were like grinding on him and he just sat there.
Yeah, he was like, get off of me. It's crazy to watch it and then like flip the house cameras because like that's our whole life, like having cameras.
When I got to talk to Porsche on chat room about it, she was like, we straight up, production was like, we're done. Goodbye. Have fun. Cameras are down. We're done. So like they probably told them like there are cameras, but they didn't understand like the extent of how good these cameras are. And I was like, Porsche.
Yeah.
Welcome to my fucking life.
Yeah.
They had no idea. So
like they didn't realize there was audio.
They got her and Toya like legit making out in the corner of it.
I need to know who had the threesome, you know, like I need to know.
So some stuff is revealed on the next episode of Atlanta coming out yesterday. But it's also, I feel like, what do you think of Kenya's behavior?
Okay, here, I love, Marlo can be such a bitch, but I've always really liked her for some reason.
I love Marlo.
I love Kenya and Marlo becoming friends again. Yeah.
But do you think it's because Kenya felt like no one else was being her friend in that moment? And
no, I feel like she, it was one of the most real, feel like I've ever seen her when she was like, look Marlo, like you fucking hurt my feelings, like I know we can go like petty back and forth, but you said some shit that was deep. And Marlo was like, no, I know. So I felt like she was being real.
I'm just playing devil's advocate. Hasn't Kenya said stuff that was like really messed up?
Yeah, but Marlo really has said more messed up things to her.
Okay, I believe you. I actually haven't seen the other season, so I'm not gonna fight on this.
I've actually never watched it either.
Are we having a fight of made up? We are just making shit up right now. People who actually watch Atlanta are like, what are they talking about? She's like, Marlo and her were actually cousins, and then they they had a falling out.
You know what? I'll see you in court.
I'll see you in court. But also, Portia, like, people getting hate for like hooking up, like have fun.
Yeah,
Portia's single. I was like, if someone doesn't have sex with Bolo, I'm gonna have a problem.
I mean, they definitely did.
He was hot.
Like they definitely had sex with
and
him.
And he was wearing Chanel.
He was hot.
Someone said,
I also feel bad for him.
Someone said, this is Dorit's next
He's
outfit.
Wearing Chanel, but it's not authentic.
Someone said it's Dorit's next outfit.
No way.
You know she loves the
no
Chanel
way.
Stuff.
I actually totally could see her in that.
Oh my God. You guys, we love you so much. I can't believe we'd hit a million listens. And it's just going to get more wild and more fun as the weeks go on.
And our merch is definitely coming soon. We actually were making some changes to it because we wanted to be absolutely perfect.
Well, this is what happens. We decided on the designs. Then we got the samples. And then once we put them on, we had edits. We wanted it to be fucking perfect. So it takes another like two, 3 weeks
change a lot of things.
To get it. We do this all the time. We like get excited about something. We tease it. And then like... people are like, hey, that's going to take like, 2 years.
We changed our mind. But this was real. This was actually real. This wasn't like us being like not doing it on time. This was like wanted it to be perfect.
This wasn't our pyramid scheme.
Yeah. And
we
this
swear.
Was a few things that I was like, no, I need this change to make it absolutely.
No,
cooler.
I'm not putting anything on the website that isn't like perfection. Paige literally was like, I need this font to be smaller by like this percentage. And I was like, OK, queen. She goes, OK, see you in court. Oh my god. Anyway, Paige, I love you so much. Everyone
I love you so
everyone
much,
listened
Anna.
To Paige's. She was on Call Her Daddy. Welcome.
Oh yeah.
To the new stepfather club.
I love her. We're obsessed with Alex Cooper. I can't wait for me and you to go on.
We definitely need her on Giggly Squad.
We definitely need her. I was like, Alex, the three of us would talk for 24 hours straight.
Yeah, maybe she'll just become the next Giggler and she'll fit right in. I also listen to Burning in Hell. Okay guys, thanks for giggling with us.